Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez coming to you from the home show. Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez coming to you live from the home show. We're right in the lobby. Come on by. I've got a coffee mug. Yeah, WBN coffee mug. How would you like one of those? Well, I've got a few left. Come on by and grab one. The show is open today until 9 p.m. and then tomorrow 10 to 6. You can get a discount at Tops, $4 off. You can also get discounts online, $2 off when you go to buffalohomeshow.com. There is valet parking. I won't tell you how much it is because it's expensive. But they do have valet parking. But you know what? It's the weekend, and parking is free on all the streets. So come on down. It's yucky out. It's cold. It's snowy. You can't do much yet, right, outside. So why not come and get inspired here today and tomorrow? And we're lucky today, folks, to have the co-host of HGTV's Inside Out with me right now, Mike Pyle. Good morning, Mike.
Morning. How are you?
Good. So, welcome to Buffalo, first of all.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. First time here.
Yeah, first time, and got a little snow flurry, I guess it was yesterday,
yeah.
So I enjoyed that.
Yeah. So, tell us about your television show, Inside Out.
Yeah, so our show is a little different. You know, my producer has this funny saying, construction before production, and it's true. We really just follow the process of construction. We kind of get injected in it and are the designers on set, but it's a real house, real people, real budget, and we're really just following the process of them choosing the path, whether they want to put the heavier side of the money inside or outside of the house, but it all gets done at the end of the day.
That's interesting. I think if you had to make that decision, I guess they're both important, but it would seem to me, my gut would tell me that inside's probably more important.
Inside gets the majority of it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Being in California, you know, the one good thing that COVID brought us was it taught us to get outside, expand the square footage of your home, and really create moments outside. So I'm definitely getting a little more favoritism now since COVID, but typically the inside does get chosen.
That, believe it or not, that happened here too. This whole backyard living experience mushroomed during COVID, you know, it's challenging here because of our seasonality and the severity of our winters. It makes it difficult, but you know, with infrared heaters and you know, with certain protections structurally, I mean, you could get pretty much year-round use. It's most of the year.
Yeah, you just got to build it right, especially you guys have elements that we don't have in California. So build it right, and you could really. Something that you can that can last through the seasons for you to, you know, look forward to spring coming.
So when we talk about landscape, you know, the whole idea of what it does primarily from the curb appeal perspective is pretty big too.
It's huge. Curb appeal to me, you know, it's just that moment of joy when you turn the corner from a long day's work, or if you're trying to sell your home, it's that first box that the potential client or purchaser is going to look at is like, do we need to spend money on the facade, or are we going in this in a positive where we don't have to?
Yeah, and it's funny about landscape. You know, I see it a lot from my perspective in home renovations. Is people will plant something and think they're done, and then if it gets overgrown, it looks awful. But it's like you can't see the forest for the trees because you figured it's there and it belongs there.
Yeah, and I mean. that's a big maintenance thing, right? So you know, when you plant stuff, you know, plants love to be trimmed, and they want to create strong natural growth. And by doing that, you need to trim your plants. If you just let it grow, it's going to get leggy growth. It's reaching for the sun. Right. So you really want to not just only plant the plant like you're saying, but you got to fertilize, you got to maintenance, you got to trim it up, and make sure that you're really setting it up for success.
And the right plant for the right spot too.
Right plant for the right spot. You guys are in zone 4 or 5, I believe, and it's really, you know, picking the right plant initially, finding its proper home. Does it need sunlight? Does it not need as much sunlight? Really just looking into it and realizing where this plant wants to live for it to be successful.
So that's an important point about zones. You probably have to master knowledge of all the zones based on the fact that you're working in various parts of the country.
Yeah. You know, it's I started in California, but now I'm in Idaho, Virginia, Hawaii, Vegas, all over the place. And for me, it's like I got to, like, relearn some stuff, but it's gaining knowledge and being more versed in my trade, and it's something that I really truly enjoy.
That's amazing. I'm fascinated by, you know, the zonality of where plants are hardy and where they, you know, when, where they camp. It's funny, even within our region here, I noticed different vitalities of plants based on maybe a few hundred miles or so.
Yeah, like you have these like microclimates within, you know. So you really got to like be aware of your area, your particular zone. And, you know, there's zones like 4A, 4B. They kind of have like these different levels of each zone within the zone to really kind of navigate through all that.
So we have obviously have both the severity of the lake in terms of its vastness and openness when it comes to wind.
Yep.
And the severity of a snowstorm when it comes to the lake being open and not frozen. We have obviously more intense snows, the lake effect snows. And I think that if you just go, you know, an hour east of us in Rochester, it's totally different.
Totally different.
Yep. Isn't that something? 803-0930. That's the number for you to call this Saturday morning here on WBEN. Mike Pyle from HGTV's Inside Out is our guest. We can talk to Mike about anything you'd like to learn about what he does or anything around the house as we broadcast from the home show. Again, the home show is open today and tomorrow. 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Jerry's going to turn the Volkswagen Orchard Park text board to face him. And if you'd like to text in, you can do that, too, at 803-0930 in the 716. Also, check out everything we do at Cortese Construction. By the way, we are here at the home show, so come by and see us. We'd love to have you stop by and say hello. And we can talk about anything you want to at our booth as well. And also, I want to mention that we have a sunroom on display at our home show, and it is for sale. It's discounted substantially. It's a $52,000 sunroom. And without the foundation and electric, you can buy it this weekend only for $39,500, the discount of $12,500. The foundation upgrades, electric, and everything else would be required, obviously, but we would do a site inspection and put all that together for you. So come by and see it, and we'd love to talk to you about that or, again, anything we do, which includes room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our small projects division, all on display not only here but also in our brand new building at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. By the way, our next cooking school cooking class is April the 3rd, and I have a couple spots open for that. We're going to Piedmont on April the 3rd, and we're going to make pasta with white truffles. Veal, we're going to have some veal. We're going to make budino, and Piedmont is known for the wine Barolo, and we'll be tasting Barolo on April the 3rd. So register now before that sells out, April the 3rd. In May, we're going to the Amalfi Coast, May the 1st. And June 5, we're going outside. We're making pizza in our brand-new Uni pizza oven. We have the full schedule to the end of the year now online at Cortese.net. We'll highlight those as we get closer. But right now, April the 3rd is open with a couple spots left, so check that out. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Cortese, your man for home improvement. Well, before we talk to you, though, we're going to go say hello to Carrie Hewitt. She's from the Hamburg branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank. And bittersweet day yesterday, Carrie, as we said goodbye to Dan Reiniger. He actually came to our Rotary Club for a farewell visit, and we're going to miss the guy, aren't you?
Absolutely. We're going to miss Dan tremendously here at the bank.
Yep. He was always full of life and full of charm, and always was upbeat. And we'll be anxious to hear who his successor will be. In the meantime, rates are playing some games with us, going up a little bit. The fixed for 12 months home equity line of credit now at 5.25.
That's correct, 5.25. There's no closing cost, no application fee, no appraisal fee. We just require you keep it open for at least 36 months.
Okay, and if we wanted to fix for 15 years from the beginning, what would that be?
So we have 5, 10, and 15 year. The 5 year is 5.5, 10 year is 5.75, and the 15 year is 5.87. So we have a lot of people locking in right now due to the prime rate being so high.
Yeah, that 5.875, that sounds like a good rate to lock in for 15 years, especially since there's no cost at all up front. So that's great. All right, so the home equity rates, how about the CD rates? Give us a rundown on those.
So we have a 9 month at 4.35 yield, a 14 month at 3.75 yield, a 22 month at 3.5, and a 57 month at 3.15. Minimum is 500 with new money.
There you go. So Carrie, she's at the Hamburg branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank, right in the village. Very charming, walkable village. Your village is there, the village of Hamburg. Give us the phone number of that branch that you're at.
Sure. I'm here in the office today until noon, along with Anthony and Jacob, to answer your questions. Our number is 716-646-9480, or you can visit our website at lakeshoresavings.com. But again, I'm in the office today, and it's 716-646-9480.
For 131 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners. CMP has a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare in Western New York. On Senior Radio Buffalo, we'll be bringing you vital information from the doctors of Catholic Medical Partners to help you find a higher standard of care and a resounding voice for your healthcare needs. Linda Pellegrino here to recommend SAS shoes and Route 5 boots. Spring is around the corner, and to make room for spring sandals, save up to 75% off winter boots now until the end of the month. Everything must go. Love your feet again at SAS shoes in the Transitown Plaza. Be sure to hurry into SAS shoes. Winter boot clearance starts now until the end of the month. Senior Radio has become the number one resource for our active senior and caregiver community. Senior Radio is expanding. Starting in February, we're broadcasting an additional hour, noon to 1 p.m. If you'd like to participate on Senior Radio, please message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Tune in every Saturday morning starting at 11 to hear the bigger and better Senior Radio Buffalo.
Right now, police are stepping up patrols to make sure drivers and pedestrians obey our crosswalk laws. Why? Because every year in New York, people are injured or killed just crossing the street. So remember, pedestrians, obey traffic signals and use crosswalks. And drivers, yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. If you don't, we will educate you on the law. And you may get a ticket, because tickets get attention, and that saves lives. A message from the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Hello, I'm Natalie Newman from Riverside Men's Shop.
And I'm James Newman from Assany Jewelers. Together, we'll help you complete this year's plans.
Congratulations to our engaged couples. Call today for our annual wedding weekend, going on now through Saturday. Our wedding suit program allows your groomsmen to own their suits for the price of renting, with free alterations. Even dads and grandfathers can receive special pricing, while the groom suit is free.
And at Assany, each year our vendors offer special pricing, and we pass that savings on to you. You'll select your wedding or anniversary rings at 50% off from the largest selection of designers. Of course, our custom design team and on-site goldsmith are always available. Love is always in the air at S&E, so call today for an appointment. Together, we're in one great location at 6470 Transit Road, directly across from Salvatore's Italian Gardens,
Riverside Men's Shop,
and S&E Jewelers.
Because of you, the legacies continue.
Rely on Buffalo MRI. All your imaging needs made easy for you.
Need an MRI or CT? Don't put it off. For over 25 years, Canadian patients and their doctors have trusted Buffalo MRI. Our newly remodeled facility has expanded services and upgraded machines, and we are close to the border. Schedule your appointment now. Don't delay. Call 716-631-2500 or visit buffalomri.com.
When we use energy more efficiently, we don't just save energy, we save money too. And with National Fuels Conservation Incentive Program, we can do that in a really big way. Residential and commercial customers can access rebates simply by installing energy-efficient equipment in their home or business, which saves energy in the present and saves money for your future. With your help, we can fuel tomorrow today. Learn how much you can save at fuelingtomorrowtoday.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here for Lenco Supplies. Did you know Lenco offers delivery? So you can get your whole project delivered for one flat fee. Reliable and affordable delivery options for all of New York and all of the United States. Visit their new web location at LencoSupplies.net. That's LencoSupplies.net to start your order. And be sure to add the promo code HAMMERTIME to receive $10 off your next online order. How do you like that? Pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio. Lenco offers decks, garage, and pole barn design services. For your upcoming spring project, contact their professionals, experienced people, to help you get started on your dream design with Lenco Supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco. Ten 22 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Ortiz broadcasting live this Saturday morning from the Home Show. Again, the Home Show downtown in the Convention Center. There's a lot of free parking on the street. There is valet parking available. The show is open till 9 p.m. today and tomorrow. It closes at 6 p.m., opens at 10, closes at 6. Online, you can get a discount. $2 off BuffaloHomeShow.com, $4 off at Tops. Stop at Tops before you come on down and save $4. And there you go. Lots going on, including this guy. Mike Pyle will be speaking at noon on the main stage. What are you going to be talking about, Mike?
So we're going to give a little bit of a background about myself and how I got here today. And then we're going to talk curb appeal.
You flew here.
Flew here. I did. Good one. So, yeah, how I got here today with my my brand and my work. So we're going to do curb appeal. We're talking facade, landscape, driveways, garage doors. Things just to create that moment when you first see your house, that moment of joy. It's maybe to be a little better than the Joneses next door and just kind of set yourself apart.
You know, another thing that intrigues me is the differences in construction technology across the country. You see what's happened in areas where there's been natural disaster and how they quickly then have to modify what they consider their code based on what happened. Good example in Florida with the hurricane. I know of a story of a house in Florida that survived. It was right at the epicenter of the hurricane. It survived the hurricane because of how it was built to withstand the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. And that's what's interesting to me about evolving building design is that something has to happen for them to realize that they need to improve the design codes.
Yeah, we're always, you know, I was just at IBS in Vegas and the International Builders Show, and the stuff they're coming out with, how to build stuff and repurposing materials, not having waste and just being more, you know, economic with everything. And they're making strides for sure, but for us to change all the code from what it's been set in for so long, it's definitely going to take a little bit of time, but hopefully it happens sooner than later.
Another interesting, I guess, enigma is our area of the country, and I don't know how widespread this is, but I can tell you it's pretty concentrated. Our area of the country, virtually every home has a basement. Mm-hmm. And I bet you don't see that everywhere you go, right?
No. California, it's not common whatsoever. I'd say 0.5% or 1% of homes maybe have a basement. I'm building in Idaho. It's more common there. They usually do walkout basements, not fully enclosed, but usually an exit. But yeah, is there a particular reason why you guys have basements in every structure for the most part?
I am guessing. I don't know the exact reason, but I'm guessing it's because of the intensity of the cold and the ability to properly create the barriers necessary to the cold for water lines, for heating systems, and keeping the floor warmer, that kind of thing. I'm pretty sure that that's the whole evolution of where the whole idea behind basements came from.
Yeah, and I know in Idaho we got to dig down 4 feet is where we got to get below freeze. So if you're already down 4 feet, it's cheaper to go down than go up. So you're already down 4 feet. Let's go down another, 5 or 6 feet, create that structure. You're not spending as much money per square foot. So that's another bonus from it as well. But, yeah, definitely the utilities down there is probably a big part of it.
The other thing that's occurring of late in the code here is the idea of walkout. And that's kind of evolving into almost a feature in every new home. As a hybrid of that, we're required now in a retrofit of a basement that we put an egressible window in to be able to get out of the basement. But the good news is basements now are considered legal, usable, buildable square footage when they have an egressible window in place.
Yeah, do you have to have a restroom as well down there, or it's just the egress? Yeah, so you're adding square footage, you're adding value to your home.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of things that check the box.
In areas where you don't see basements, do you feel as though that limits you as far as building design, or does it really not matter when it comes to building design?
No, not really. I don't feel like it hinders anything.
Because you have to have room for the furnace, the hot water tank. You have to have room within the footprint of the building.
Yes, you just need to get creative, and there's so many. If you were to walk inside your home, there is so much wasted space on most of these homes. The way they used to build them, how they would compartmentalize, there are so many voids and pockets that you can get creative with when you're designing a home. And that's what I've started to do, is design homes and just found ways to not see those utilities, create utility rooms, essentially, create like the brain of the house and have everything go there. And that really sets you up for success.
When you talk about building structure, do you see a wave through the country of what you need to use based on not only what's considered, the most popular building materials, but do certain areas of the country not build with frame and some build with block? Do you ever see that?
Yeah, I see it all over. Florida, I have a good friend, Brian and Mika. They have a show on HGTV called 100 Day Dream Home, and I flew out there to guest appear in one of their episodes, and they build every single house out of block.
Out of block.
We do not do that in California for the most part. Maybe seldomly, maybe more of a commercial style structure, but they're starting to build stuff out of like metal frame. It almost looks like an aluminum. It's not steel. It's just like it's a metal material. And they're starting to put things together that go together quicker. You're not as opposed to rot or termites, which is a problem in California.
Sure.
And then also, the durability is a huge thing, too. So, yeah, everything's evolving, but we are definitely not on the same page across the country. I think every little region has, like, their own kind of fit for them that fits them best. I don't see a super consistent pattern.
When you talk about building trends in California, obviously the idea of earthquake resistance is at play in building design.
Yeah, definitely. Everything's engineered. We just kind of step up our engineering a little bit, excuse me, and just get around that and try to really set us up to handle those earthquakes when we do get them.
Yeah. It's funny because we have similar issues when we talk about snow load, and wind velocity. Those impact building design here.
Yeah, snow load. I'm dealing with that in Idaho as well. Snow load. The wind is a huge thing too. Like I said, every region, every city, every state, we're all a little bit different. We got to conform.
We're speaking with Mike Pyle here at the Home Show. Come on by and say hi or give us a call, 803-0930. It is the bottom of the hour. It is time for the top of the news.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. An emotional morning inside St. Joseph's Cathedral as the funeral of Jason Arno took place yesterday. His brother Delton spoke at the service.
His mood depended entirely on yours, so your happiness came first. My mood depended entirely on his, so I always came with problems I knew he could solve. Fights so violent and hugs so tight, tears and anguish and healed over scars. Misadventures and reasons to stay in and celebrate just being alive.
Arno died in last week's fire on Main Street in downtown Buffalo. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn says a grand jury issued a no bill or no charges to be filed in the death of Buffalo State University student Tyler Lewis. Lewis was fatally stabbed on the UB North campus in October. Flynn says this was the result of a marijuana buy turned robbery.
The only thing in question is whether or not it was a justifiable stabbing. That is the bottom line. And under New York state law, you are allowed to defend yourself with deadly physical force if you are being robbed.
Flynn says the person who stabbed Lewis was the one being robbed. Today is the Shamrock Run along Buffalo's First Ward and Larkinville neighborhoods. It's an 8K race with some 4,600 runners expected to take part. The Buffalo Bisons holding their annual open house this year at the Powerhouse on Lee Street near the ballpark. Salem Field itself is undergoing projects, so the event is being moved. Kids can get pictures with mascots and superhero characters. There will also be a game-used memorabilia sale. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. It's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. And when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City have been offering you a beautiful, high-quality glass enclosure for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. Call Twin City Glass, 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop into Wurlitzer Park and check out the showroom. Tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Come see a new twist on an old classic at Plantasia Garden and Landscape Show, March 16th through the 19th at the Fairgrounds Event Center. Our theme gardens are sure to inspire your outdoor living dreams. Shop the garden marketplace for unique garden decor, plants, and accessories. Enjoy seminars hosted by gardening experts, a children's garden, and more. Plantasia, presented by Lakeside Sod and Plant Western New York. Go to PlantasiaNY.com for more.
The official sponsor of spring.
COVID is still spreading. Don't let your guard down. Anyone can get severely ill from COVID. But your risk is greater if you're over 65, if you're obese, have heart or lung disease, diabetes, or another underlying health condition. Lower your risk of serious illness, hospitalization, and death with the most up-to-date COVID vaccines, including the booster. Learn more at ny.gov/booster.
With the largest selection of in-stock vinyl plank flooring at the guaranteed lowest price, Home Outlet is your destination for all of your flooring needs. Modernize your space with easy-to-install rustic loft stone core vinyl plank, including pad, just $249 per square foot. Or brighten your space with the Sanibel Pier waterproof composite core vinyl plank with pad for only $319 per square foot. Visit the team at your local 100% employee-owned Home Outlet to get started on your project today.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-700-6898. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
When it comes time for retirement communities, what should you look for? A variety of floor plans equipped with appliances, including a washer and dryer? Your own balcony or patio? A beautiful and spacious restaurant? Quiet wooded acres with walking path, lush landscaping, and outdoor courtyard? Pet friendly? Asbury Point is all that and more. What more? Let's ask some residents.
One of my favorite things about Asbury is the dining. Our head chef prepares a 5-course dinner every evening.
Plus, we have access to secured underground heated parking.
Call Marilyn to visit our open house, Saturday, March 18th from 1 to 4. That's Saturday, March 18th from 1 to 4, featuring refreshments, giveaways, and a grand tour. Asbury Point, Stahl Road in Amherst, 716-810-7500. 810-7500. Asbury Point.
You deserve it.
An affiliate of Beechwood Continuing Care.
Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Gorilla. Yes, they're here at the home show. Stop in. They're actually kind of kitty quarter from our booth. And when you stop in, you'll get a exposure to everything they do, which includes garage doors, epoxy floor coatings, and organizations for your garage, organizational cabinetry for your garage. But also now, we've added Gorilla floor coatings for your basement. That's right, your basement floor. Easy cleanup. It looks great. Protects your concrete, vapor barrier included. 15-year warranty. The lowest cost flooring option for your basement, folks, is basements from Gorilla Floor Coatings. And a $250 savings, too, with a minimum 400 square feet when you mention you heard Dominic on the radio. 715-6927. That's 715-6927 in the 716. Call for a free estimate today. Go online, GorillaGarageGear.com, or stop in here at the home show. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go
with the flow. 10:37 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez and Mike Pyle is my guest, and Mike will be speaking at noon on the main stage. And we were during the commercial break talking about the evolution of our move away from natural gas here in New York State, and Mike, living in California, deals with it at that level too, with the issues of brownouts. And what do they just recently had you raise your temperature on your AC to help save electricity?
Yeah, they're always trying something. And you know, I got a couple of bad electric bills, you know, 3 months in a row, and I'm going over to solar now, and it's just it's not sustainable. It's just right. it's so expensive just to pay your electricity.
So in the case of California, I mean, it seems like they're implementing some of this control before they're ready for it to really be part of the grid, the sustainable grid. You still have the same issues with sustainability in the grid.
I mean, for the most part, probably, yeah. I would assume so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about costs? I mean, what are you looking at when you run your house primarily out on electricity?
I mean, I have a 2,800 square foot house, and I had a $800 to $900 electric bill for the last 3 or 4 months in a row. It's Gosh. Like it's just insane. So now, getting over to solar, I mean, it's going to definitely save a lot of money once those panels are paid off. It's going to be very impactful on everything. But yeah, just to have almost $1,000 bill every month, that's humongous.
It is great. Yeah, we're in the middle of the debate here in New York State, where they're advocating that we begin this process of switching as early as 2025, which seems way too soon for me. We've talked about it all often here on the air, and we've had a lot of interesting discussion about how premature, you know, the announcement is to the reality of being able to implement it. What I recently heard is that the idea of solar and wind, they're great, but to make them integratable into the grid is causing a disruption as well, because it's not as easy as it sounds.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. So there's switching technology that is complicated.
Yeah.
And I'm not, obviously not an electrical engineer to understand it, but there's switching technology that's complicated. There's a process for approval to get in to the grid that's very complicated. So, you know, they don't have their ducks in a row here in New York State as far as this whole idea of making this work. We'll see how it plays out.
Yep.
As you go around the country, it'd be interesting to see if there's common debates going around
yeah,
elsewhere.
I'd like to look into that, because I would be interested to see how it's being handled across the country.
Yeah. Let's go back into the talk about, you know, the idea of planning out one of your projects for television. You've not only got to deal with the design and what you're going to do, you've got the homeowner element in that this is a renovation. So you got to get their buy-in and their approval on everything you do.
Yeah, so we essentially, you know, our initial meeting with the homeowner is just like any other. We walk through the property, what do they like, what they don't like, how are they trying to change their daily routine, and then are they trying to add, you know, square footage on the outside of the house and essentially create moments out there for, you know, a portion of the cost as it would be to add on square footage to the home itself.
It almost seems to me, and I see it all the time, is this idea of mixing television into renovation. You know, that's almost like it's a collision because, you know, the filming schedule and the construction schedule have to coincide with each other, and that's hard to do.
Well, it doesn't coincide. It never coincides. So how we adapt is I get a call at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock, and the next morning I have to be on set, and I have to clear my schedule of everything else going on in my life. So we have to adapt. That is one of the, you know, the short sides of it, but we figure it out, and we have to, you know, as my producer said, construction before production.
There you go. Talk about the human element of it. You know, that homeowner that, you know, I mean, are they approving everything before you do it, or do you ever surprise them?
They're approving probably 90% of it, 95% of it. At the end of the day, this is their money, their home. We will try to do some surprise elements because we get to know these people and we really genuinely care and are passionate about this. So Carmine and myself will typically do something small for them, whether it's inside or outside, just as a little surprise at the end.
Do you ever have anybody who you couldn't please?
Who I could what?
Who you could not please?
Oh, yeah. It happens. I won't name names, but there's a couple. Yeah.
So how does that work out when the episode airs?
As far as what?
As far as, like, you know, like if they're unhappy.
Oh, no, we always make them look happy. You know, there's some behind the scenes stuff that, you know, it's like anything. You know, sometimes folks aren't happy through process, and we don't like to highlight that. We like to have more of a positive outlook. But there's definitely some times where, you know, there's some kind of bantering on what they should put in sometimes or whatnot. It's usually just over material choices and such.
Share with us, if you don't mind, what it's like to have a national television show, and, you know, do you see that? How do you see this playing out for yourself long term as far as being on television?
Yes, I never really wanted to do this, to be honest. I was approached in 2017 just via Instagram. My producer kind of begged me nicely to do it over time. Being on national TV, it's something that, you know, I try to always just understand, like, my roots and where I came from, and it's,
there you go.
You know, I'm only one of few people that get this opportunity. I look at it from that perspective. There's only a handful of people that are on HGTV that have this opportunity to have a show, and I'm just very blessed and thankful for that. Will we have a season 3? I'm not sure. Would I continue with TV if we don't get a season 3? I think there's a spot for me somewhere if that is the case. I do enjoy it. I think I'm growing as a person and becoming better on television. So it is something that I would like to see a few more years in it, just to see how much I can grow.
Is everything that you do scripted, or is it all just improv?
No, none of it's. I mean, scripted's a strong word. We'll, like, come on set one day and the producer will say, hey, we're doing this and we're doing this, and here's kind of how I want this to play out. But there's no actual scripts. It's very just off the cuff, and Carmen and myself have construction experience, have all the experience that we need to be versed in this, so there's really not need for a script.
There you go. 803-0930, why don't you give us a call if you have a question for Mike about the show or about anything that he does, includes the landscape, and anything around the house this Saturday morning here as we come to you live from the home show. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Have you ever moved your refrigerator? Yeah, what are you going to find? Everything that kind of has collected underneath there, right? It happens to every home, but that same example of what collects under your refrigerator is what's collecting in your ductwork. That's true. And if you don't get that cleaned out, well, you're going to be breathing all of that air that's flowing over all of that dirt and debris. And it is unhealthy. Now, the answer, of course, is to have my friends at Indoor and Professionals come over. With the patented column duct cleaning system, they'll blast all that gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and they'll leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. There's home show discounts we're going to be getting to, but we also want to make sure that you consider a whole house dehumidifier and a medical-grade air purifier, all available with discounts today from the home show. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, there's no question about it that the best place to start for a healthy home is a thorough duct cleaning. And once again, I really emphasize that because, unfortunately, being out of sight, out of mind, the best equipment out there only cleans like 40 to 50% of the contamination out of the ductwork. And, you know, we have been doing it for 30 years, and we've got, you know, an $80,000 system that cleans 95% out. And that's when people really get results, especially if they have allergies, sinus, or asthma.
Well, Indoor Air Professionals is here at the home show as well. And you'll know the booth number quicker. I got it here, 653.
Yeah, that's right. Good memory.
Yeah,
wow.
653.
Yeah.
And I looked it up. I got a list here of everybody that's here. And what are the extra? what are the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts and home show discounts for this week?
Okay. Well, first of all, we not everybody will get to the home show, so make sure and call today so you can lock them in, because I don't know how much longer these will go. So for duct cleaning, once again, we're going to do. It's a 20% discount on duct cleaning, sanitizing the whole shebang, and we that's going to translate to like a minimum of $150 up to $250 for an average home. Okay,
wow.
And then in addition to that, we've got the medical grade air purifiers. The most popular Healthway Deluxe Portable is $300 off. We have the compact one that we're still selling at $429. That's not the discount. That's what the cost is. And then the whole house unit is $500 off.
Okay.
Lastly, the high-capacity dehumidifier, which you mentioned, which is a game changer for a wet northeast basement, five times more powerful than a standard dehumidifier and uses a third of the energy. Those are $250 off. But you know what? Call me today, okay? Because I can lock those in for you if you can't,
okay.
You know.
716-683-3000. Only you are going to get these discounts, but you need to call Peter right now. 716-683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you
years, but Canada is open for business. No pre-testing, no apps, and no restrictions. Whether it's the quiet comfort of Niagara on the lake, the bustle of Toronto, or everything in between, discover everything Canada has to offer, including a great exchange rate on the U.S. dollar.
Join us at Odyssey as we all do our one thing, together millions of things for our planet. For spring cleaning, make your own cleaning products from baking soda and vinegar. When we each share our one thing, it becomes a million things for our planet. What's your one thing?
Come see a new twist on an old classic at Plantasia Garden and Landscape Show, March 16th through the 19th at the Fairgrounds Event Center. Our theme gardens are sure to inspire your outdoor living dreams. Shop the Garden Marketplace for unique garden decor, plants, and accessories. Enjoy seminars hosted by gardening experts, a children's garden, and more. Plantasia, presented by Lakeside Sod and Plant Western New York. Go to PlantasiaNY.com for more.
Spring.
Linda Pellegrino here, introducing Dr. Stephen Novelli. If you're suffering with neuropathy and have pins and needles or burning sensation in your feet, and you've been prescribed a cocktail of medication and there is no relief in sight, Dr. Novelli is here to let you know there is hope. We'd like to invite you as a guest every Tuesday night for a free neuropathy relief treatment and find out how life-changing these treatments can be. 716-45-SPINE to claim your free neuropathy treatment now.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio. I recently interviewed Roxanne Sorensen. Roxanne is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, the largest geriatric care management service in Buffalo. Roxanne and her staff have dedicated their lives and careers to finding solutions for Buffalo area area seniors. If you're frustrated and not getting the answers you deserve for your loved one's needs, you must contact Roxanne at Elder Care Solutions now at 823-1476. That's 823-1476. Elder Care Solutions has the answers you deserve.
Picture living without the hindrance of daily chores, with the freedom to pursue your deepest passions, surrounded by new friends and a friendly staff, and with access to amenities that inspire liberated life. It's not hard. Just picture yourself at the Greenfields. Our beautiful 52-acre campus offers everything you need to live a vibrant, carefree retirement on your terms, and everything you need to make your next adventure all that it can be. Carefree living is calling. See what sets us apart at thegreenfields.org.
All right, let's clear this garage. Start a pile here for donations, one over here for recycling, and one more over here for trash. Hang on, what are you doing?
Recycling?
We may need that paint one day, and that can't be recycled.
First, this can looks older than me. And second, paintcare.org says you can.
Paintcare.org. Let me see. Oh, and there's a drop-off site close by. And it's free? Nice.
Dad, no.
Hey, it's Dominic. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company that does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot, free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement or repair by giving Ava a call at 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. You could book your appointment right there. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the funk.
It is 10:52 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez. Mike Pyle is my guest from HGTV. Hey, next weekend, folks, we're broadcasting from Plantasia. Yeah, Plantasia Garden and Landscape Show. Gosh, we've been on the road for what? The whole month of March from the Agri Center show, the Hamburg show, and 2 weeks here at the home show. And next week, we're at Plantasia, and we're back to the fairgrounds at the event center. As spring arrives, March 16th through the 19th, come on by. A new twist on an old classic, this year's show theme that starts this week coming, the 16th of March, as Plantasia gets spring going for us, huh? Hey, watch Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, with Phil, Nick, and Michelle, and all of our Hammer Time sponsors. Learn about tricks of the trade. Watch Viewer Mail, which is a television version of this radio show, on Channel 2, Saturday mornings at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. It's Buffalo's Home Improvement Show. Well, we've been enjoying our hour here with Mike Pyle. He's going to be up on the stage at noon talking about curb appeal and his television show on HGTV. And we've been kind of, I've been interested in kind of learning about the differences in construction across the country. As Mike has got experience not only in California but with Idaho, I'm sure you see a big difference between those two areas of the country as far as construction technology. But what about windows? Do you see a difference in windows as you go across the country?
Yeah, you know, thermally injured. I mean, you got to have a thermally broken in Idaho for sure. We don't have to deal with that in California. California, you can pretty much do anything. I have vinyl at my home. We did a retrofit and then have some bifolds that I did vinyl as well, just to have everything consistent. But we can use steel out there, which I don't think you guys here, right? But yeah, it is very interesting, and I'm learning as I go too, now that I'm building in Idaho, of what you can, what you can't do, and what's going to be, what's, in my opinion, I think windows and doors are one of the biggest things that you should invest in.
Exactly.
As far as top of the list priority.
Exactly.
Like that and your roof, I mean, you got to, those two to me are just creating cold roof, and the windows and door packages is so important.
We tell all our customers, you know, when you start with low end, you're going to be quick to have to replace.
Yep.
Where if you start with a higher end product, you know, then you're going to get more tenure out of it.
And it's helping on your heating and your cooling too. You know, you're either holding the heat in, or it's you know, you got cold air coming in if you don't have a, you know.
What you probably don't see in California is expansion and contraction, which does a lot of damage to building product.
Yeah.
And this is why here, fiberglass is a great product for windows because of the stability. We don't get that expansion and contraction issue.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So to see, to hear you say you use steel for windows, I mean, that's like going back to the 1920s for anybody in Buffalo, because there's no technology to support the thermal breakability, which is essential for us here,
yeah,
to not to have issues with, you know, obviously condensation and frost and all of that.
Yeah, it is interesting because it's like the most popular thing in California is to get a steel windows and doors even.
Do you see insulated glass in California, or is it just single glass?
Oh, insulated for sure.
Okay.
Definitely.
And that might help for the AC side too,
yep,
right?
It does.
Yeah. Because the sun's intensity could have an impact on the ability to air condition.
Definitely.
As it relates to that, what about coatings? Do you see a lot of coatings on glass?
Yeah, they are becoming more strict. You know, I believe Title 24. I mean, they're just, California is a state that loves always to improve, make it more difficult to build. So it's always kind of evolving into a stronger code.
Always with the controls that we love, right?
Oh, yeah.
The controls that impact our way of living. And, you know, again, we talked about what we're dealing with here with the electrification issue. I'm looking forward to your presentation at noon. And, again, give us a little preview as to what you're going to be talking about.
So I'm going to go up there and talk, you know, give a little bit about myself, my background, my career path, and then we're going to talk curb appeal. We're going to talk bringing attention to the facade of your home. Do you have tired plans? Is it time to replace? We'll talk driveways, a proper entry, creating a focal point on the front of your house, whether it's a big specimen tree or a garage door or even a front door. And then it's going to be an open panel. I'll answer any questions related to anything that I know. If I don't know it, I'm not gonna lie. So we'll talk shop up there.
I imagine you're probably pretty big on outdoor lighting too.
Yep, I just formed a partnership actually with a company called SPJ Lighting, and I'll be developing my own line of landscape lighting's exterior. And it's been a passion of mine. It's actually the first company I ever started was Desert Illuminations long ago when I was 21 years old. And outdoor lighting to me is icing on the cake.
Yes.
If you don't have the money to do it, run that low voltage wire to all locations. You're not going to regret it. And it's such a good just finishing touch.
And now, you know, you can buy almost everything LED.
Yeah.
So with that said, you're going to get longer life out of all these.
Yeah,
fixtures.
Not only is everything LED, but they went a step further and they have, you know, lighting that's essentially part of the fixture. It's, you know, you have your driver and your bulb, and you're getting 10-year warranties without question these days, which is unheard of.
Yeah. I'm big on that. I have a couple of arrays of landscape lighting at my house, and I just think, you know, like a pine tree with a light on it, it just looks so great at night.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, there's just no better than lighting up an exterior of a house properly. But we're running into some, you know, sky. They're trying to protect the sky, essentially. So we're running into
true
a lot of night sky compliances.
Right.
So we got to kind of pivot and get creative.
It's funny about landscape lighting. Again, you know, with the evolution of you know, with the issues of climate and with the evolution of what's happening here, with the severities of our winter and all of that, you know, things like landscape lighting come to us later, you know, than other parts of the country. But it's really big right now here. You see it almost everywhere you go.
Yeah, like I said, it's just there's so much you can do with it and so much creativity that you can apply to landscape lighting, whether it's the style of the fixture or the light output or the warm tone or of the light itself. There's just so many variables to really just create the experience of lighting up your house properly.
All right, Mike. Well, you know what? It's been fun talking with you this hour. And again, we're looking forward to your presentation at noon up on the main stage. In the meantime, folks, I'm here for a few hours as well. If you want to come by to our booth and say hello, we'd love to talk to you. In the meantime as well, the show goes till 9 p.m. tonight and tomorrow 10 till 6. Again, go online to purchase your tickets with a discount, buffalohomeshow.com, or go to Tops and save $4, the home show. And next week, we'll see you at Plantasia. In the meantime, have a great week, everybody. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3, Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.